Welcome. In this session, we're going to talk through R3 Corda, specifically the open source version of the distributed ledger technology that R3 Corda has been publishing. And we're going to talk through a little bit of the core architecture and how Corda functions kind of under the hood. And after we talk through that, give a couple of use cases for how this would work, and then actually walk through a demo. So I'll walk you through an example application. It's actually an IOU application. So that you can actually see this in action. Now in Corda, the nodes that run Corda are essentially running the Corda software stack, as well as these things called CordApps. And you can think of it a little bit differently than some of the other technology in blockchain, in that CordApps encompass essentially the entire flow of how things are going to work between these parties in this distributed ledger, let's call it. Now, the reason you haven't heard me using the word blockchain is because in specific case here, there's a lot of peer-to-peer directly. So there's less of this notion of sharing transactions or sharing a lot of data. It's very targeted to specific nodes or specific participants in the network. So for instance, instead of creating a transaction that would just broadcast to everyone, Corda is very much on a need-to-know basis for transactions. And so in that case, I know specifically as an enterprise who needs to know this information that I'm going to put up here in this application. And so my Corda app will define those pipes, essentially, how I'm going to communicate with these other nodes. And it's essentially going to handle all the code, too, for the logic, traditionally called something like a smart contract. This is what will be inside of there. Now, you notice on this diagram on the left side here, I have this doorman in the middle here. The doorman's an interesting feature because there is some things that need to be shared between these nodes. One of them is who can even be on this network. So you can think of the network as a bunch of different participants that have joined together, and they're going to communicate together with each other, but not necessarily all of them are going to communicate with everyone. Still need a notion of permissioning. So we still need to know who's on the network because we don't want to let rogue users onto our business or enterprise network. So the doorman is kind of our gatekeeper to permissioning and bringing people into this consortium. On top of that, we have things like network map that I mentioned here on the right side. And the interesting thing there, you can think of that almost like a catalog. So as nodes are permissioned and brought into this network, they have a strong identity that's being tied to a certificate. So basically, we know very well who these people are. We have a strong KYC of who they are. And as we bring them in, they're basically exposing some information to the network map so that I can find them. So as I come into this consortium, I want to speak with participant B. I know what his credentials are because I've talked to him. I know who he is offline. When I come into the Corda network, I need to be able to find him. And the network map is what's going to do that for us. It's also important to understand that this is a very secure network from a node communication standpoint. Because we have direct peer-to-peer communication between these nodes, as opposed to global broadcasts, we can basically do things like TLS encrypted sessions that are happening between there. So we have a very strong network here that's not something that can be easily compromised. So if you think about it in a traditional sense of a database, this is still a distributed ledger. So these guys are communicating over this ledger technology and agreeing on it. But it's also very targeted peer-to-peer, so there is some centralization elements. Now, to think about it, the central store of data, to kind of drive home this point, there's some Venn diagrams here on the screen to basically talk through this. So on the left side here, you can see that there's kind of a mesh. So in this case, Bob knows how to communicate with Alice through these two particular apps or endpoints or protocols, so 1 and 7, and 5 and 6, he knows how to communicate with Carl. But the apps that exist over there with Carl have no bearing on Alice. She doesn't even know that they exist. So in this case, we can basically build these relationships between the participants and they can control it. So if you look at the right side, you can see Alice and Bob are going to share, you know, the ID of these apps or the state as 1 and 7. I just have designated as numbers here. But you notice that Bob also has some state from some others, 6 and 5, but Alice knows nothing about them, so because Bob is not sharing them with her. And so to kind of drive this home, I'm going to flip over to a demo here. So we're going to actually walk through a node that I have provisioned up here that kind of shows the Corda protocol working. And in our case, we're going to run it on Windows. So Corda is very unique in the aspect that it runs on a lot of different operating systems. So it can run on Windows, Mac OS, or Linux. In this case, we ran on Windows to kind of show that the art of the possible here. And we basically have the different windows here. So you'll see there's like a bunch of stuff on the screen here, but there's basically two different command windows for each one of the nodes that are running here in our demo. And in this case, we're simulating three participants. We have some locations. So we have New York, Paris, and London. And we're going to show this IOU application and how it kind of functions between these to expose data specifically to targeted nodes. And so all this is kind of spun up. I spun this up ahead of time because it takes a little bit of time to set up. We'll have links out to this tutorial so you can go through it yourself and set this up. Very easy to spin up, just takes a few minutes. Now, what I wanted to show you first before we get into the actual website and the demos and things like that is when we deploy our nodes, this is the actual Gradle script that's doing it. This is a Java. Corda is basically heavily based on Java. So all of the nodes are going to run a JVM. And so basically here is the Gradle script when we're doing our build and deployment. And you can see in this case, here's our nodes where we're defining the strong OU for each one of these different participants. So we have the London, we have the New York and the Paris. And you can see that where our web ports and everything are defined with our Corda builds. So that's what we use to actually create this. What gets exposed after that though is basically a website like this. And so in this case, we basically, you know, it's a little bit simulated here in the demo. We typically wouldn't have access to each one of those in tabs in a browser. But for this case, we wanted to show so you could see between them what their views actually look like. So in this case here, we're sitting in New York. It's just like we logged into the application as New York. And he has a recorded IOU with London. So if we were London and we logged into there, we could see that his IOU right here under my IOUs, you can see he has one with London. And you can see Paris over here has one with London too, but he has no notion of what's going on with New York. So again, very targeted communication between the nodes. So just to show you that this actually works, if I created, so in this case we had a London and New York relationship, but let's say I create one with Paris. So in here I can pick Paris, and I can basically put a value in here for an IOU. I can create that. And after a few seconds, we should see the IOU pop up here in the interface. And then we would pop over to Paris, and we should see it also being recorded over there. So right there we have London, and actually you can see here, the transaction just came through, it was committed to the ledger, and you can see now, this is New York, he has a recorded IOU with Paris as well as London, and if we pop over to Paris, I think we'll probably have to refresh here. Yes, we do, and we see New York there. But if we were logged in as London, you notice we see nothing about this relationship between New York and Paris. So the idea is very targeted communications. This is a great privacy model for applications that can need this kind of a feature where it's a need-to-know basis. Typically, we see Corda being used a lot in financial use cases, so settlement transactions and whatnot. That's why this IOU example is a great use case. But just to wrap it up, I hope you learned a little bit about Corda. All of this code and the tutorials are available for you step-by-step, so you can go through this as well and get your hands on this technology.